And now, KSCO presents Georgia. If you'd like to participate in our program today, give us a call at area code 831-479-1080. That's 479-1080. And now, KSCO presents Georgia.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to your favorite radio station, KSCO 1080 AM. This is Georgia, and I am your host for KSCO Presents. It is Wednesday, April 17th, another beautiful day here in Santa Cruz, California. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Georgia.
Just you and me today, honey.
All right.
No guests, just the two of us. Well, okay. Along with our great audience and our great callers.
Well, we should let the listeners in on this as well.
Yes. We hope to hear from everybody today. Lots of things to talk about. Well, it is 2 days after April 15th, Patriots Day, and as Americans, we are still mourning the attack that took place in Boston at the Boston Marathon. It was a reminder to Americans of the terrorist attack on 9/11 that forever changed our country, and many are asking, will this event forever change the way people will look at the Boston Marathon or any high-profile public event? Our thoughts and prayers go out to all of the victims and their families. Now, there is an update, and I will just report as we get it in. The authorities have identified a suspect, but there are conflicting reports whether the suspect has been arrested. The suspect is described as a dark-skinned male and was picked up on security camera footage from the Lord & Taylor department store along the marathon route near the site of the second explosion. And this suspect could be seen on camera dropping a black bag. Now, so far we don't know that he has been arrested, but that's what we know so far. So
that
we'll
make him a person of interest as opposed to a suspect, because there's not a lot of evidence of planting a bomb there.
Right. Well, that's what we have so far, so we will keep updating as this, you know, comes in. Really, really unbelievable, isn't it, Sam?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible, and you're at risk at going to a baseball game. You're at risk going to the county fair. You're at risk.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
So that's my question. Do you feel safer than you did 4 years ago or 8 years ago?
No.
And do you feel Homeland Security is really keeping us safe, doing their job?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
That's how most of us feel. So our studio number here is 831-479-1080, or you can email us at georgia@ksco.com. Sam, do you think they're going to start taking away our backpacks? And ladies, you better put away your pressure cookers. What's next?
Boy, bomb control.
Yeah.
we need bomb control, and if you vote for me, by God, I'll give you bomb control.
Okay, I'll vote for you, Sam, because I think before it's over with, we're going to all be walking around with fig leaves. We're not going to be able to carry anything. And I'm going on record. I'm ordering my three right now. I want three. I'm a Southern woman, a woman of mystery. I want it all covered. But it is really unbelievable that everything now is going to be, you know, under attack.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just keep looking. We keep looking for something to blame, but we keep avoiding the subject, which is, why have we become such a violent country? Why do we have such mental illness? And what are we going to do about it?
Well, as it's been my thinking for a long, long time, mental illness is at the bottom of all of this.
Uh-huh.
We have to identify these people.
Yeah.
We have to segregate them, and we have to treat them.
We do indeed. We do indeed. Taking away people's guns, taking away people's backpacks, taking away pressure cookers is not the answer.
No.
We've got to get down to it. And we've got Jay on the line from Salinas who wants to talk about the bombing. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Georgia. How are you?
I'm very good. What did you want to say about the bombing incident?
Well, I just, you know, I was wondering how long it would take you to blame President Obama, and it took you all of four minutes.
Oh, you, did you hear in my opening that that's who I'm blaming?
Well, you said you feel safer in the past 4 or 8 years, and, well, and you always go back to Obama with whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, do you feel safer, Jay?
You know, I don't feel less safe. It's about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, I didn't hear Obama's name come up until you said it.
Well, she inferred it, and she always does.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
It was
what did you say?
Oh.
What did you say, Jay?
Racist.
Oh, is that because I'm Southern?
You've said Obama can go back to Africa before. Actually, the
what?
Worst news was he can go back to Kenya.
Hey,
yeah.
hey, stop right there, young man.
Oh, come on,
you've
Jay.
Never heard that come out of my mouth.
That's
oh, you're
take.
So full of malarkey.
I'll tell you what, it was the second show you did before you took your break. You can go back and check
I surely will. I will go back and check that, Jay. Those words have never come out of my mouth. This isn't a racial issue, Jay. This is a man that some of us feel is not taking our country in the right direction. It has nothing to do with his color. And the fact that you call me a racist, is that because I'm Southern, Jay? Do you have some kind of prejudice, Jay, that you're accusing me of?
No, you're the one that's prejudiced. You backed Obama, and I swear, I'm surprised the N-bomb hasn't rolled off your tongue yet.
Oh, my. You know what?
To criticize a politician is not racist.
Good try, Jay.
Like
good try. But guess what, Jay? You're not gonna hold me guilty with that guilt card of yours. I am not what you're accusing me of, and maybe you better look at yourself, young man, because by that very statement, sir, you are the racist. And there goes Jay. Well, that's a good start, Sam.
You know some, Jay, if he come strong or don't come at all to their show, because that's just... That's
I, Sam, you've been sitting here with me
since
day one.
Yes, I have.
Have you ever heard me say anything even close
Never.
To that obscene statement
Never.
He made? Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, Jay's just a little troublemaker looking for some attention, I
little
think.
Air
get
time.
Get your facts straight, Jay. If you're going to accuse me of something, just make sure that you've got your facts straight. Okay. Now, let's get back to the president.
Where should we go now?
So we can further irritate Jay.
Well, because we're racist.
Yeah, yeah. Does it concern you that our president is so reticent to call these tragedies terrorist attacks? Do you believe that we will get to the bottom of this latest attack? After all, we have yet to get answers to the loss of American lives in Benghazi. And President Obama said after both attacks, and these are his words, Jay, we will find out who did this, we'll find out why they did this, and any responsible individuals or groups will feel the full weight of justice. Well, President Obama, we're still waiting for justice in Benghazi, and we will await justice in Boston. So there you go, Jay. A little more fuel for you to call back sometime with some of your insane remarks. Anyway, Tax Day took a back seat to the Boston terrorist attack.
That it did.
Yeah, but for hardworking American Sam, it was the end of another tax year. So I want to play a little soundbite right now to remind us of what President Obama has been preaching to us about taxes. I think I've got it ready to go. I think, Richard.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you want to get it ready and then we'll... get it going. It's pod B, I think. You ready?
Give it a try.
Okay, let's see if we've got some sound.
The President of the United States.
Everyone in America gets a fair shot at success. I believe that this country succeeds when everyone gets a fair shot. When everyone does their fair share. That is the height of unfairness. Restore fairness. Asking everybody to do their fair share. When everyone engages in fair play and everybody gets a fair shot and everybody does their fair share. A tax code that makes sure everybody pays their fair share.
So there you have it, President Obama. Now let's take a look at what President Obama And crazy Uncle Joe Biden paid in taxes this year. President Obama and the First Lady reported an income of $608,611. They paid $112,214, which was 18.4%. They donated $150,000 to charity, which was a great improvement over their past years of giving. Now, Uncle Joe reported a combined income of $385,000, and he paid $87,851 at the same rate of 18.4%. He donated a measly $7,190, or 1.8%, to charity. That, again, was an improvement over his record of 1.5%. And by the way, Sam, this included old clothes, dishes, pottery, and even his old underwear. And oh my, who wouldn't want Joe Biden's old underwear?
Oh, don't get me started, please.
Oh, these men must have used very aggressive deductions to pay only 18.4% in taxes. Now, maybe we should all hire their accountants. Mr. President and Vice President both believe the top 1% should be paying at least 39%. So, sir, since you are part of this 1%, why didn't you donate your taxes to meet the 39% you keep preaching to wealthy Americans to pay their fair share? Is this more of do as I say but not as I do? In fact, I have a great idea. Why don't you donate your entire salary to the American people that you keep telling us you care so much about and feel their pain? After all, we taxpayers spend $1.4 billion a year on your vacations and perks for your family. By the way, maybe that donated salary could go to keeping our White House open to the American people instead of allowing only the Hollywood elite to come in and party, as you've been doing for the past 2 weeks. Maybe Lenin was right. The masses are the asses and can be molded like a piece of clay to do anything they want with us. Are you listening, Jay?
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. Are those of you who voted for this man once or perhaps twice starting to get the picture here? Or has the Kool-Aid so reddened your eyes you just can't see straight anymore? And has the sugar eliminated any common sense you may have had at one time? I keep asking, what's it going to take? What's it going to take, people? By the way, did you know that Reagan was the only president who actually used to sit down at night in the quiet of his room and write out checks to Americans who had written letters to him, up to $5,000 each? He did this all the time for people who were in trouble. His money, not taxpayer money. Nobody ever talked about it. He never talked about it. It was mentioned in Ron Kessler's book.
I never knew that. No.
Yeah, he was a man that truly did care about the people. So there you go. That's my take on taxes. By the way, I have a great announcement. I'm happy to report that the interview with Mike McKibben, the CEO and founder of Leader Technology, has been put on YouTube. Isn't that great, Sam?
That was terrific.
Yeah. They did a tremendous job.
I was thrilled to see it there.
Yeah. So for those of you who call the station and you emailed wanting to hear it again, it is on YouTube. Just put in Mike McKibben interview with KSCO Georgia, and you can pull it up. It is a great advertisement for KSCO the way they did it. Don't you think, Sam?
Yes, it is.
It's just tremendous.
We should also make the announcement I'm raising my hand and taking the blame for the podcast not being on KSCO.com as of yet.
Okay.
Turns out the procedure involves more hocus pocus and computer internet hocus pocus than I ever knew. And I'm trying to work my way through it. And once I do, then I'll be able to snap them up there real quick.
Okay, great.
But in the meantime, I'm still working on it.
Yeah, and so in the meantime, you guys, you can see it on YouTube and you can pass it around to your friends and families, because remember, This is all about protection of our private property, whether that be intellectual or otherwise, and it should be a real red flag to all Americans. So I have got Jan on the line. Jan, I'm going to ask you if you'll hold over. We are at our first break. We will come back, and I will get right to you, Jan.
A lot of good things happened when World War II ended, and one of them happened right here in Santa Cruz when Colonel Frank Trowbridge purchased Palace Art and Office Supply. Hello, I'm Roy Trowbridge. The Trowbridge family has been working hard ever since to serve the art and office supply needs of Santa Cruz County. And this month, Palace is celebrating its 64th anniversary with a huge Win I'm 64 sale. That includes a Try It, Make It, and Take It table. Shannon, fill us in on the details.
It's really simple, Roy. The Try It, Make It, and Take It table is a free event every Saturday, midday, at the Capitola store. Palace supplies all the materials. Friendly, creative staff provide the instruction, and you provide the hands and talent. Every Saturday is always something different, so try it, make it, and take it.
Palace Art and Office Supply is 64, and that is a once-in-a-lifetime event, so we're doing everything we can to keep you happy with a giant When I'm 64 sale. Stop by Palace, Santa Cruz, and Capitola stores and get in on the fun and all the great deals.
April hath put a spirit of youth in everything. And hey, where better to get young again than at Think Local First Annual Spring Mixer this Thursday at the Tannery Arts Complex in Santa Cruz. Join us as we swing to live music from Island Breeze, partake of delicious foods and libations, draw for prizes, learn from Peter Meehan of Newman's Own, and meet and mix with the locally owned business community. Get young again at Think Local First Spring Mixer, Thursday 5:30 to 7:30 at the Tannery Arts Complex. Yahoo!
Come one, come all to Omega News 23rd Annual Ducky Derby, Saturday, April 27th from 10:30 to 3:30 at Harvey West Park in Santa Cruz. You can adopt a duck at duckyderbysantacruz.org. Bring the kids out for fun carnival games, delicious food, great entertainment, and of course, ducky races with great prizes. 100% of proceeds benefit local Santa Cruz charities and provide scholarships to local kids. Join us rain or shine for the 23rd Annual Ducky Derby, April 27th at Harvey West Park, sponsored by KSCO Radio and Omega News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie
name,
guy, and in these times of stressed economy, in these times of stressed health care, I want to talk to you about a business opportunity. Longevity is expanding very rapidly. We're now publicly traded.
Sleep apnea symptoms, loud snoring, gasping for air in your sleep, restless sleep, insomnia, daytime sleepiness, or morning headaches. Sleep apnea is a breathing disorder of sleep that can result in high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and depression. It can steal your life away.
At the dental office of Dr. Terry Forsberg in Aptos, Dr. Forsberg treats snoring and sleep apnea with custom oral appliances, which can open your airway to allow for a deeper, more restful sleep. These appliances are indicated for patients with mild to moderate sleep apnea and for patients who are CPAP intolerant. Dr. Forsberg's patients even take them on their world travels or business trips.
If you suffer from sleep apnea or have a loved one that does, call me, Dr. Terry Forsberg, for relief. 685-3300. Do not delay. Call
685-3300. Welcome back to KSCO Presents with Georgia, and I'm going to go right out to Jan and see what she has to say about government. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Georgia. God, you sure just you just hit me right in the heart where, you know.
What part?
Well, you know, about what's going on with our country.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been so proud of this country and our government. And I'm just so, I guess it's close to depressed or whatever about what's going on.
I totally understand.
I'm afraid of my government now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't trust what they say. I can't trust what the news says. I don't even trust the elections anymore.
Oh, I know, Jan.
And I'm tired of waiting for things to get better while they keep getting worse.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it sad, Jan, that when we try to speak up and we try to speak out, that we are labeled as right-wing crazies, racists, homophobes? I mean, the list goes on and on.
Well, they've made all of us the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
A country that makes their veterans enemies is not a good country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's turning around here. You know, Rush said today that 96% of the people don't want gun control and they don't want this illegal amnesty. But here we Republicans are sitting licking our wounds and feeling bad and mourning about our losses and stuff. But we've got a great opportunity coming up with the 2014 elections, you know?
Yes.
I mean, I'm still trying to go with these elections, you know? And if we can't do it through elections, we'll have to find another way of taking the government back. But 96% of us don't want gun control. We don't want illegal amnesty.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, that's the perplexing part of it. If the majority of Americans feel that way, then what's driving this? What is driving this?
Well...
Of course, we know the answer to that, but I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And Jan, as for 214, I'm very concerned because I see what Obama and his group are doing, and they're masters at it. They are so organized. They have this Organization Now for Action group going, and they're asking for $5 donations, and they are really getting their ground game back in place. Actually, they've always had it in place, and I'm just not sure that the Republicans are doing the same.
No, I think we're still trying to figure out the game.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out who we are is
and
part of the problem.
And people have been working on it for years.
They know who they are, and they know what they want.
And we right now are without a leader for our conservative and Republican parties. We have to get rid of these old guys who are in the Congress who
you know
are
what?
Making these
The Republicans regulations. Have allowed the Democrats to define who they are to the American people.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Sam.
Yeah.
They've allowed themselves to be characterized.
Because when we speak out, do you see how we're, but when we try to speak up or speak out, Sam, we're so vilified.
Yeah, we're demonized.
They know exactly how to play the game. You heard it earlier. They know to pull the race card out. They know to pull the whatever the card is they're playing, but they know how to.
Yeah. By 1,000 or 1,000,000 cuts, or however many it takes.
Right. So that's what we're up against, and I think it's a communication problem. I think we better get our act together. We better put pressure on these young people that are in that party of ours that are coming up that I do believe have their hearts in the right place, and we better start supporting them to do what the American people want across the board.
Right. What scares me is when I hear Obama yelling in some of these speeches and right away, I think of Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
He just reminds me so much of Hitler. And our 1968 gun regulations were taken directly from the Nazis' gun regulations. Page for page, I've seen the book.
It's happening.
Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. You can get a hold of the book that shows on the left page the German, the Nazi regulations, the right page is in English is our gun control regulations. It's
mm-hmm.
word for word.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been going on for a long time, folks. And if we let it go,
we're done.
Shame on us.
Yeah.
Shame, shame, shame on us.
Yeah.
This great country, this bastion of freedom, and if we lose it,
we're doomed.
There's no how can we ever get it back?
No.
We don't have
you
know,
can kiss this great country goodbye is what you can do.
We don't have a Jefferson. We don't have a Franklin anymore. Where are our leaders?
Yeah. It's discouraging, but you know, Jan, I still say the truth will prevail. I do believe that with all this force going on, there is a greater force at work here.
I believe so, too.
And I have to keep looking up. That's what I do, and believing in that force. And
that's
I believe that eventually the truth will prevail, that we will win. But it's going to be a nasty, dirty battle.
It is. But the thing is, if we wake up a little sooner, we won't have to go climb out of this tunnel so deep.
Well, here's my fear, Jan, and this is just my fear. Well, some people may share the same fear. I don't know. I believe the American people are so asleep at what is really going on the big scheme of things, mm-hmm. that it is going to take some kind of catastrophic happening before we can get people to really understand.
What a shame. What a shame.
And it's a shame because we're all going to suffer. But I believe that some kind of big happening will occur, and that is when people perhaps will begin to come out of their little delusion or ether or whatever you call it that they're swimming in.
Well, I know a lot of us are praying for that daily.
Yeah, but we're all going to have to suffer. We're all going to have to pay in order to get these people literally to wake up. I mean, how people can't see every day a little bit more of an encroachment of their lives and their freedoms are being eroded. How anybody is for that, I don't understand.
Russ says 96% of the people don't want gun control, and they don't want this illegal amnesty that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They have forgotten the people. They are not listening to the people.
Yeah.
They're telling the people what they want.
And
they
I blame both sides.
Yeah, it's both sides.
Both sides.
Somebody's standing up to them. I think Rand Paul's the only one right now I consider a leader.
Yeah, he's actually trying, bless his heart.
Yeah.
He is really trying. So, but I think there are others, and I think as they continue to come out and speak up, we've just got to rally behind these people.
That's right. We have to support them because they're fighting against a machine that is so
huge.
Evil and huge and powerful
mm-hmm.
that if we don't stop it now, it's just going to roll over us.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Jan. Well,
thank you for being on the air, Georgia.
Thank you for your call, and let's keep up our hope, Jan. Let's not give up. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go out to Capitola, and let's hear what Ron has to say. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Georgia. I'm glad you're on the air.
Thanks, Ron. What's on your mind today, Ron?
Well, I have a little dissertation here. I wish to talk about the Boston event.
Okay.
To me, this incident is far more significant than even 9/11.
Because
it's the first time that regular Americans have been targeted, whereas 9/11, even though more devastating results, was a target which represented American enterprise and to some extreme groups,
mm-hmm.
American greed. But here people were having fun. Right or left, black or white, we all know for sure that we are now the easy targets of anyone who has any type of complaint.
I think you're right.
I'm thinking of the Beta Breakers race in San Francisco. I'm thinking of that verbose radio station KSCO in little old Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
The Santa Cruz boardwalk, the wharf to wharf, et cetera. How about the Santa Cruz or Monterey Wharf or even the Highlands Inn in Carmel? I'm also thinking that we do not have the systems or the people in place to protect us. We are, as a nation, currently obsessed with political correctness.
Mm-hmm. If you want to make a real splash, you do it at the Super Bowl.
There you go.
And you kill a lot of people.
Or at the Giants games. There's all kinds of events that come up.
Super Bowl is worldwide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm suggesting is that political correctness is that layer we've got to get through. We're so afraid of offending any minority groups that represent political power. And the politicians, no matter who they are or what side they're on, left or right, cannot risk giving up power and the perks of the office.
Yeah. But isn't it interesting that we don't have any problem with attacking the white man?
Yeah, it's true. It's because
that's okay.
You know, the white man isn't organized like the gays or the Hispanics or the Asians. We're all just kind of splinter groups. But basically, I see Obama is hiding again, Pelosi, Boxer, Sam Farr, and I imagine that even the Republican right will not take a stand and actually do something about this or any other event.
Yeah. Well, what do you do about a violent society, a mentally unstable group of people that function within that society? How do you fix that, Ron? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's my question. Mm-hmm. I think we've got to get to the truth, first of all. I'm certain this is going to be silenced. This is going to be buried, just like Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
Obama will come up and make some bold statement. He's mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore, and he's sticking his head out the window.
Mm-hmm.
But in a couple of days, he'll do nothing. He mm-hmm. did nothing about Benghazi. He was not honest about it.
No.
No one could tell you that he was. He buried Fast and Furious,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to bury this so he make it look like it's not his fault. He has no fingerprints on our society.
Or he's going to use this crisis, as they use every crisis, they never let them go to waste, to
yes.
put more boots on the ground, more people in our face, more government watching, Big Brother breathing down our necks, all breathing down all good Americans' necks for the few bad ones that are out there. They'll figure a way out to make this work in, you know, for them.
How about this? Federal background checks for buying fertilizer and a waiting period.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Well, I see. It's abhorrent to all my personal instincts, but we're going to have
plumbing
armed guards
pipe and end caps.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be backpack prohibition at the wharf to rope.
Yeah.
There's going to be restrictions and registration of any material which possibly could be combined together with other elements and made into a bomb.
Well, that's the point. How do you stop evil? How do you stop violence? They will find a way. Take the guns, they'll find knives. Take the knives, they'll have bombs. Take the bombs, they'll figure something else out. Evil is evil.
Well, I'm trying to suggest that we have a political situation here that puts a layer of political correctness between us and the truth. This has been going on in the Middle East, and specifically Israel, for tens of years. And they have no political correctness, and they do not have nearly the vulnerability that we do in this country. I'm suggesting we start with the truth, and I'm suggesting we have politicians that will not allow us to get to that truth.
Yeah, I think you're right. You hit the nail on the head. Now, how do we get rid of them?
Well, lastly, I'll just say this.
Yeah.
Obama's clearly a wimp. And this is dangerous. As much as I hated George Bush for causing another useless war in Iraq, I had the feeling at least he was his own man and cared for the people of this country. I do not feel that way about Obama.
Yeah.
I don't think he's capable of telling the truth. I don't think he's capable of taking a stand on anything. We need to get rid of him and look honestly at the worldwide situation. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for the call, Ron. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, let's see what Mike in Santa Cruz has to say. Hi, Mike. Welcome
Hello.
To KSCO.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear
what's
me?
What's shaking, Mike?
Okay, Georgia. I like your show, but I need to let you in on something, and you need to go to Infowars.com/listen if you want to find the truth about who did the bombing.
Okay.
All that information is there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's Alex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other information that I have is the people that are doing this are under the influence of an interdimensional race called the Archon Network. And you could look that up online and get that information, and they're being routed right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're uncloaking themselves right now, and they're going to be on the run. So you're going to see a lot of things happen.
So that's what Alex is reporting as of today.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more, since we don't have time?
Alex didn't report about the Archon Network. This is through another website that I'm affiliated or that I may have. Signed up as a member as, and that's ESETI.org.
Say that again.
ESETI.org.
Spell it.
ECETI.org.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, what is Alex saying? I'm curious, because I do like to hear his point of view.
Right now, the people that are doing it he's saying it's Navy SEAL. Navy SEALs Team 3, and they have all the pictures and the people
that did this
dressed up in uniform
with
black backpacks on their body.
Oh, boy.
So, if you go to that website, you can see who's doing it. And the other information I heard that the people sitting right across from the bombing site in bleachers were the people from Sandy Hook. So,
wow.
It's all a conspiracy, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, that's quite a bit of information, Mike. You've made my day.
All right, but I carry that with me. I never tell anybody.
Well, we appreciate the information. I will check into this, and I'm sure others will, and we will see what happens in the next few days. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Oh, my.
You think maybe we ought to verify the facts on this one?
Well, you know what? I can only take Alex for a little bit. I can't listen to the whole show, but I think Alex has a lot of things that he says that he backs up that have truth. We just aren't quite ready for it. We don't want to hear it. We label that conspiracy thing as much a bunch of hogwash as people call the right wing homophobes and racists and all that. So, I don't know.
Well, I'm willing to keep an open mind.
I would like
to see some facts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think we will see what happens here very soon, hopefully. Maybe not. We haven't heard anything about Benghazi. So, Sam, should we take a quick break?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And Liberty and Rory and Ben, hang on. I'll get right back at you. Thanks.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Hi, all you hungry road warriors. Rosanna here from Bruno's Barbecue in Scotts Valley. I know how you feel right now because I commuted that hill for years myself. You're tired and hungry and wondering what to eat. Well, listen to what I cooked up for you at Bruno's.
Mouth-watering Bruno's baby back ribs. Thick, juicy Bruno burgers. More Bruno sandwiches than you can count. Hot Bruno's fries and cool Bruno salads. Homemade soups. Pasta Wednesdays. Lots of gluten-free selections. And lots of your favorite libations because every hour is happy hour at Bruno's.
So get on your hands free and give Bruno's a call right now. When you get to Scotts Valley, take that Mount Hermon exit and head to Bruno's Barbecue in the back of the Kings Village Shopping Center. By the time you get here, we'll have dinner for you and the entire family ready to go. And we'll be waiting at the door just for you.
It was not uncommon to see people freeze in fear when IRS Special Agent Joe Bannister showed up at their door. But now he is dedicated to protecting their rights and exposing the IRS's bag of tricks. In honor of the 100th birthday of the federal income tax and the Federal Reserve, Freedom Forum is bringing this agent for tax truth to town. Come and hear a first-hand account of special guest speaker Joseph Bannister, the first whistleblower who stood up to the IRS corruption. Also see a segment of the 5-star documentary film Bannister appears in, America, From Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Rousseau. All of this at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, April 17th in the Live Oak Grange, 1917th Avenue in Santa Cruz. Admission is free and donations are appreciated. Doors open at 6:30.
Listening to KSCO 1080 here in Santa Cruz. My name is Georgia, and I want to go out and see what Ben in Santa Cruz has to say. Hi, Ben.
Hi. Oh, I turned radio off.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was an ex-British MI5 intelligence analyst, a very intelligent individual over in Britain, in England, named Tony Farrell. And he was tasked to do research on the insurgents and terrorism and everything else. Well, all of his research after a year ended up pointing the finger at state-sponsored terrorism, and he proved it without a doubt. The 7/7 train bombings in England and 9/11 were all state-sponsored terrorist attacks, and that website that was Alex Jones was talking about is in fact true. And what it was is that people are no longer sending in their footage to the FBI or the CIA or whatever, or local law enforcement. They're immediately loading it up online and saying, look at what I got. Mm-hmm. And they culminated all these images that people have of these men dressed in black, all the same uniforms, people, witnesses, whatever, talking to them, saying, yeah, we're just conducting a drill. And they were putting backpacks in trash cans and sniff dogs and doing the whole nine yards. And they have pictures of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're posting them. They're posting them online as fast as Google and YouTube take them down. They're not going to get away with this one.
So you...
And when,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, what happened was they did a press conference to try to talk about how they were going to spin it. And before they could start spinning it into some right-wing, gun-owning, patriotic, constitutionalist group, whatever that might have did it, right?
They tried that, yeah.
They tried that numerous times, and before they could spin it at their main big event, their main big unfolding of information or unveiling, Alex Jones's reporters usurped it and immediately started saying, what about the false flag potential, and what about this, what about that, and it just shut it down, and within 5 minutes they closed the press conference down.
Wow.
Because they didn't get a chance to spin it.
Mm-hmm.
People need to wake up. People need to pay attention.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about people that think, you know, Alex Jones and these conspiracy theories are just crazy people?
They're idiots. That's like saying the people that didn't like, why is it people take liberals for granted and take liberals for everything they say as being gospel?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff they say is idiotic.
Yeah, I should say.
You know, why doesn't anybody say, you're an idiot? Why would you think that? Well, it goes both ways. Who cares what they think? The truth is the truth, and the people will see it for what it is.
Yeah, it's just a hard pill to swallow when you talk about Navy SEAL teams being in on this.
Well,
it's a hard pill to swallow.
I wouldn't say they're Navy SEAL at that point. They're rogue, and they're working for Delta, and Delta works for anybody. They're guns for hire.
Mm.
Okay,
right,
I'll leave it
then,
at that.
Thanks so much. Let's go out to Rory in Watsonville. He has a comment. Hello, Rory.
Hi, Georgia. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
And just to follow up with your last caller there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not if people masquerading as special forces are involved in this, they're evil. That's not a reflection on special forces.
Mm-hmm.
I know a former Navy SEAL. Okay, that's not how they are. So.
Yeah.
If that's a fact, and the other thing is, well, I say if that's a fact, it's a fact, and they're evil, and that's that, and it doesn't impugn all, anybody in the military for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, not all conspiracies are true, but do conspiracies exist? Of course they do. The famous line, et tu, Brute?
Mm-hmm.
What's that all about?
Yeah.
What was, that was the senators stabbing Julius Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
That was a conspiracy. What about the Reichstag building fire in Germany?
Yeah.
That was an inside job. Burn it, blame it on the Jews.
Mm.
Okay? I mean, it's the stuff that's replete in history. People.
Yes.
So we need to be very careful and keep your eyes open. Now, just a couple observations.
Mm-hmm.
your first caller was a classic sophist. He came on with the "when did you stop beating your wife" comment.
Yeah.
In your case, when did you stop beating your husband?
Right.
Trying to get you back on your heel with conjecture, lie, whatever it takes. I've listened to you, not every time, but I've never heard you come close.
Nothing.
Making those kind of...
Oh, my God, no.
Casting aspersions at the president. Valid how some of the questions may be, you've been very careful. And so I just take it for what it is. It's a straw man argument. It's ad hominems. It's when did you stop beating your wife?
Yeah.
To put you on the defensive.
Absolutely.
That's the left. The left, unfortunately, represents lying. And the president does it all the time.
All the time.
His office. He was trained indirectly by Saul Alinsky.
Absolutely.
He's a collectivist, communist thinking individual. I challenge anybody to dispute me on that. I heard him interviewed on NPR saying the courts did not go far enough in the redistribution of wealth in this country. He said this as a state senator from Illinois. He said we must use legislative action in this regard.
Mm-hmm.
What is the redistribution of wealth but
pure communism
in practice?
Absolutely.
That's who he is, people.
That's who
and
he
I'm
is.
And I'm not surprised some of this is happening. Now, I'm not saying he's responsible for all of this. I believe in that there's bipartisan treason at a certain level. So I see this. It's troublesome. It's worrisome. But at the same time,
it is what it is.
Well, and we can't live in fear.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go about our daily lives. We have to be smart, be on the alert, and turn off the brainwashing that comes from the television and the major media outlets. I don't listen to them. Have you noticed yesterday and the day before how they kept replaying the sound of those bombs going off?
Oh, yes.
Talk about the news media. CBS, guilt.
Oh, they are the worst.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, is this news reporting?
Yeah.
Or are you trying to instill fear in the American people?
Oh, it is
I
about that.
I despise them.
Yeah.
I hope they're listening. I despise them and everything that they stand for.
I think they're the crux of our problem.
Well,
Rory, that's a big part of the problem because
they're the gatekeepers.
Yeah.
And they make the president look good, no matter what. Now, I'll say this, and thank God it's gotten out, but this trial with this butcher doctor, Gosnell.
Got no press.
It's getting some, but we need to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you,
that's horrible.
I lay that at the feet of the left. Anybody that's pro-abortion, go look. Go read the testimony.
Oh, yeah.
This is the result of your acquiescence, belief,
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to call it. Liberal lives are being killed, and if necessary, on the table once they're born.
Yeah.
They're being butchered.
This man is a monster. A monster. Now, I saw that when that court case was being heard, all of those rows and rows for the press were empty, Rory. No one showed up. No one showed up.
The local media was the only way that it was being reported locally there. I heard about it on Jay Sekulow Live about 2-3 weeks ago. That was the first I heard of it. And I was out of town catching his show, and he was talking about it. I had no idea what was going on. This man is up for 7 murder charges.
Yeah.
Including
well,
a mother.
I think the interesting thing about this whole abortion thing, and certainly late-term abortion, is our president, who's running around the country with Air Force One filled with those Sandy Hook kids, talking about how much he cares about the children. He's the most pro-abortion president in the history of this country. He is so big on late-term abortions. It's the only time he shows up for a vote. How people can buy that this man cares about our children? What about those babies that he left sitting on tables in hospitals in Chicago that were alive and thrown into garbage cans to die? What about that, people?
Yeah, and he, fortunately, the state of Illinois passed the Infants Born Alive Act when he was a state senator, but he did vote against it.
Yeah.
He's all for killing little children.
Oh,
so
he is.
His he feigns concern about the children of Sandy Hook or anywhere
it's
else.
It's a joke.
He's a hypocrite.
It's a joke. It's a joke. He pulls them out like props. Now, Jay. Take that little bit of information and chew on it today.
Own it. I want to make the left own abortion.
Absolutely.
They like it. They love it. It's like I've always called it for years. It's their high sacrament.
Yeah.
Innocent blood.
And I'll tell you, this country will pay for that, Rory.
Yeah, and I'm all for the abiding by the law. And when people say it's the woman's body, they're dead wrong. There's another body inside of them. It's genetically distinct.
Mm-hmm.
No biologist can argue any different. And when you stop that light, you are guilty of murder.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, but that's the truth, and you better deal with it. And I know there's plenty of women that had to deal with it years later when they came to grips with the fact that they killed their offspring. And they had to get healing and forgiveness from God Almighty because it wore on their conscience.
I agree.
I don't take any pleasure in saying that, but that's the truth.
No,
we need to respect life at all stages.
We have lost respect
Georgia,
for life.
I admire your courage. Stay at it. You do well.
Thank you, Rory. Thanks for the call.
Yes, take care.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to take a call from Liberty, who's been holding on forever. Hi, Liberty. Uh-oh, my board's frozen.
Your board's frozen.
My board has frozen up, and we're very close to the top of the hour. So I don't know what to say. We can't get Liberty on, and Evergreen is still hanging on. I hope he will stay on. Okay.
Hi there, Georgia.
There we got him.
Hi, Liberty.
You southern racist, you.
I know.
You know, all white people are racist.
Of course.
And if we deny it, it even makes us more racist. Because
mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. So I wanted to plug, are you going to be at the Live Oak Grange tonight?
I am, and I was going to plug it in the next hour. I sure am.
Good.
I want to go see Joe Bannister.
Yeah, I have seen the movie America, Freedom to Fascism, and I would invite everyone that's hearing this to go see it, and if by chance you can't go see it, you can see it online
mm-hmm.
on YouTube. Just do a search for Aaron Rousseau, America, Freedom to Fascism, and you can see the full-length thing there. But I encourage you to go down in person because Joe Bannister is a trip all in his own.
He's a whistleblower, and I like people like that. Liberty.
Yeah.
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 No, I will be there. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to try to make it, yeah.
Okay.
You know, anybody out there that would like to make an easy $50,000, there's been a reward out for several years now for anyone that can provide the law that requires the average American wage earner to even file an income tax.
I know. That's fascinating. I can't wait to hear this man talk.
Because
what are we doing if that's so?
Well, the Supreme Court has made numerous decisions that are not favorable to the IRS. And one of them is they said that working by the hour is not income. That your labor is your private property. And if you're exchanging your private property for money, that is not income. That is a trade.
Wow.
Income they define as being a gain from an investment. So, you know, if you're making money on stocks, like our friend Billy Sunshine, then you have to declare taxes on that.
Yeah.
But if you're working for wages, and the reason why they pressure employees.
Oh, Liberty. You want to hang on till after the break?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, why don't you? We've got to take our break for the top of the hour news. You're listening to KSCO 1080 AM here in Santa Cruz. Come back.